the use of intrauterine vaccination to protect sows, gilts, and their piglets from porcine epidemic diarrhea is showing promise as an alternative to the use of needles. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Researchers with the Western College of Veterinary Medicine and the Vaccine and Infectious Disease Organization are exploring intrauterine vaccination as an alternative to needles to improve the safety of personnel and avoid accidents such as needle breaks or skin bruises. Dr. Pooja Chowdhury, a postdoctoral fellow with VITO, notes the majority of commercial pigs are bred by artificial insemination, so the uterus is easily accessible during each reproductive cycle.
So our idea is to add the vaccine into semen bag prior to insemination and deliver to the uterus, where it can generate an immune response. So when we are formulating the intrauterine vaccine, we focus on multiple aspects. First is that the vaccine should not affect sperm function. Secondly, it should have generated a strong antibody response in the gills and sows and in the colostrum. And last but not the least, that we want to achieve a single-dose protective vaccine for both mums and their piglets. So with our current knowledge, we can formulate vaccines that do not affect sperm function and sow fertility. But right now, we need a few doses to get the immune response and protective immunity of some level. So we need to keep improving on that. So we can get a single dose vaccine so that the gills are protected at the first time pregnancy.
Dr. Chowdhury says preliminary results have shown this approach to be safe, and it offers considerable benefit for the pig industry because the person power needed to vaccinate is reduced by coupling vaccination with insemination. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.